Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Makes no difference what we are going through. God is still on the throne. There's no situation can knock God off his throne. There's no trial you're going through can knock God off his throne. How many can testify, no matter what I went through down here, God was still on the throne. He said, I saw God high and I saw God lifted up. So to be ready, I've got to see something. What did he see? He saw God's position. He saw God in his sovereignty. The earthly king had died, but the Lord still reigned. He saw the Lord in his glory. He saw God's position. And not only did he see God's position, but he saw God's personality. Look at verse 2. And above it stood the seraphims. Each had six wings. With twang, they covered their face. With twain, they covered their feet. And with twain, they did fly. They covered their face because of God's power. They covered their feet because of God's position. And they covered, and they had two wings to fly, ready to do the bidding of the Lord. Now watch this. If angels who have not sinned one time can stand in God's presence and still have to cover their face, then why you think you can walk in God's house with your chest tucked out? Every time we walk in, we need to walk in with our head hung down. Because God, I'm in your presence. I'm not worthy to be here, but I'm here by the grace of God. And I think church would be better if people will walk in and realize that you didn't get this far on your own. You didn't make it through college on your own. You didn't get a job in your field on your own. You didn't make it this far on your own. You did it by the grace of God. And if everybody could testify and say, I should have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but when I see God's position, I see his personality and realize that I cannot be here without his grace. Then watch this. He saw his position. He saw his personality. These seraphims, they cried in verse 3. They cried, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. For the whole earth is full of his glory. They saw God's presence. And they cried, holy, holy, holy. Let me back it up. If the angels who've done no wrong, Jesus didn't die for them, he died for us. The angels can't sing the song, I've been redeemed, because they never done no wrong. But then they still cried out, holy, holy. And so if the angels can cry out, why can't you cry out? Why can't you just say amen every now and then? Why can't you just say thank you, Lord, every now and then? Why can't you just lift your hands in the sanctuary and just say, God, I thank you? And look, watch this, watch this, watch this. And he said, holy, holy, the Lord of hosts, the earth is full of your glory. Here it is. Verse 4 is going to blow your mind. The power of God was all over the place. The train and the smoke filled the temple is the indication of his presence. The angels were praising, holy, holy, holy. But in verse 4, it says the post of the door moved. Now, if God's presence can move posts, then why can't it move you? If God can take a stationary post and it move because of his presence, but then here you, imperfect you, sitting in God's presence, say, I can't be moved. Well, something wrong with you. Every everything else can move you. Gossip can move you. Lies can move you. Sneaking can move you. But the Holy Spirit can't move you. Is something wrong with you? But see, you don't play with God, because God got another way to move you. If he call your name from life to death, believe me, baby, you're going to move. And so when Isaiah saw all of this, to get ready, you got to see something. But then number two, to get ready, you got to sense something. Because when he saw all of this, keep your Bibles open, because I don't want to think I'm lying to you. When he saw all of this, from verses 1 through 4, look what he says in verse 5. Then I, says, woe is me. Got you there. When you see God, you're not going to see your neighbor's sin. Seeing God is like standing in a mirror. And when you stand in the mirror, you don't see the reflections of your brother down the street, but you see your own reflection. And that's why I don't understand some folk sit in the church, got the nerve and audacity to point at somebody else in the church. Oh, look at him. Look at her, how she walking in here. Baby, you're not supposed to be looking at him, or you're not supposed to be looking at her, because when you in the presence of God, you should say, woe is me. If you're trying to find sin, look in the mirror. Sin will stare at you right back in the face. Each and every one of us got a woe is me inside of us, but we're too busy saying woe is him, woe is her, woe is them. But when you come to reality, we all should say woe is me. Got nerve enough to look down at the man early in the morning. Yeah, early in the morning, going to the gas station. He already drunk. He already tore up. You got the nerve. That's a low down, dirty shame. And you got E&J in your class. Forgive them, Lord. They full of turkey. They don't want to take this. Not condemning, nor am I pointing fingers. What I'm trying to tell you is, you don't have the right to point at nobody. Just because we are in the church, it does not qualify you to look down on the ones that are still in the world. We're supposed to be bringing a word to them. Isaiah says, woe is me. You got to sense something. Number one, you got to sense your own condition. You got to realize that when you see God, you got to realize you got problems yourself that you're dealing with. And the closer you get to God, the more you're going to see your own problems. How many can testify, realize you didn't really thought you had it all together until you got with God? And you realize you didn't have it together. And see, we measure our togetherness by measuring ourselves against other people. But measure it up to God. You realize you don't have it all together. And so he sensed his own condition. Look at what he says. He says, woe is me. He said, for I am undone. He says, I'm a man of unclean lips. He said, I talk nasty. I curse. And don't y'all look at Isaiah like that. Because all of y'all don't say, near my God to thee all day long either. You come in here perpetrating the fraud. Oh, Lord, I love you. There's none like you, God. And soon as you get out, you're cussing somebody out. You are speaking tongues but won't speak to me. You wave your hand in the sanctuary but won't even shake my hand. We all got some shuck. Let me just be real for a minute. I know you're full of turkey and dressing, but you need to be full of the Spirit, because if you were full of the Spirit, you would realize that you're not all of that in a bag of chips. You might have everything together. You're looking good, hair all sewed in, nice, looking all right, everything looking together. But in your heart, you've got some things in your heart that shouldn't be there. You got some things in your mind shouldn't be there. And the only way God can work on you, you've got to be real with God and yourself. Isaiah says, woe is me, I am undone. I'm a man of unclean lips. But then he went further. He said, not only am I a man of unclean lips, he said, I hang around people. In verse 5, who is just like me. He said, I hang around people with unclean lips. Misery loves. Oh, yeah, y'all there? Okay. Birds of a feather. Okay, we there. Because it's amazing, no matter what congregation you walk in, the devil will always lead you to people who think just like you think. He says, I dwell with the people with unclean lips. He said, God, this is my problem. I see you, and when I see you, I see me. I'm looking at you, seeing how I'm supposed to look like. But then when I look at myself, I'm dissatisfied. He said, my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. So he sensed his condition. That's another thing he sensed, and we're going home. He sensed a change in his life. Because look what happens. One of the seraphims, having a live coal in his hand, wow, took it with thorns off the altar and laid it on his mouth. In other words, when you confess your problem to God, he'll deal directly with your problem. Isaiah says, my problem is my mouth. He said, I can't keep my mouth shut. And when I do open it, I'm saying things I shouldn't be saying. And God said, okay, well, that's what we're going to work on. He took a live coal from the altar and he placed it on his mouth. That tongue, that untamable tongue, could build up a man or tear down a man. With that tongue, man have confessed Christ. With that same tongue, they denied Christ. With that tongue, they said, let's lift him up. Then with that same tongue, they said, crucify him. But I'm so glad no matter what we say, Christ's words override ours. Because he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Weren't you glad he spoke on your behalf? So not only did he sense his condition, but he sensed cleansing. Now, I can't speak for you this morning, Mount Zion, but I'm glad God specializes in cleaning his children. Each and every one of us should have a daily washing. I don't get washed quarterly. I don't get washed annually. But I get washed daily. Because I'm daily confessing my faults before God. I'm not perfect like you. I wasn't born and conceived in holiness, but I was born and conceived in iniquity. But I'm so glad that he died for me. So Isaiah, the live angel, put the coal on his mouth. And when the angel put the coal on his mouth, his language began to change. Because God asked the question now. God said, he began to talk to the people. In other words, he says, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Isaiah said, here am I. Send me, Lord. I will go. I'm not perfect. I have my faults. I have my shortcomings. But now, Lord, I'm ready. And I wonder, is there anybody here ready? To be ready, you've got to see something. To get ready, you've got to sense something. But then finally, to get ready, you've got to say something. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. But then the Bible goes on to say, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Now, one thing I want you to understand, Mount Zion, Isaiah was standing there all by himself. He didn't wait for the crowd to go. He didn't wait for his best friend to say, I'm ready. But Isaiah said, Lord, if you need somebody, hear my, send me, I'll go. Isaiah knew he was not a perfect vessel, but he was willing to be used by the Lord. So I've got to see something. I've got to sense something. And then I've got to say something. One thing I need to say is, I love thy neighbor as myself. Another thing I need to say is, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Another thing I want to say is, I'm going to raise my hand in the sanctuary and give God the glory. Another thing I want to say is, in everything, I'm going to give God thanks, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Another thing I'm going to say is, I'm going to run and not get weary. I'm a walk and not faint, because they that wait on the Lord will renew their strength, will mount up with wings like eagles. Is there anybody here that has something to say? You can't say nothing if you never seen nothing. You can't sense nothing if you never seen nothing. And the reason why I can say something today, Mount Zion, because I've seen some things. I've seen myself driving along and out of nowhere get hit by another vehicle. My car flipped over 3 times, slid upside down, but then I walked out of the car, just had a scratch on my elbow. That's why I can say something. I've seen some things that the Lord has done. I've seen somebody laying on their hospital bed. The doctor said they'll die from their cancer. I've seen the preacher lay hand on the person, and out of nowhere, they're still alive right now. Is there anybody else have seen some things that the Lord has done? Well, if you haven't seen nothing, you must didn't look in the mirror, because the Lord has already done something. He woke you up this morning. started you on your way. Put clapping in your hands. Put running in your feet. And I don't know about you this morning, but I'm able to say I'm ready to go. If I got to go all by myself, not only have I seen some things, but I've sensed some things. I've seen the change in my life. Some things I used to didn't put up with, I put up with now. They lied on you, but you still slept good last night. They put your name on the highway, but you still slept good last night. Is there anybody here and say, I thank God for a peace of mind? All day long, I've got a peace of mind. Driving along my car, I've got a peace of mind. He's been good to me. He brought me from a mighty long way. And as I leave you, Mount Zion, can I ask you one thing? Are you ready to praise God? Are you ready to lift up his holy name? He's worthy of all our praise. He's worthy of everything he's done. Somebody here, you should have been dead, sleeping in your grave, but didn't he make a way? Somebody here didn't know how you was gonna make ends meet, but didn't he make a way? Somebody here had sickness in your body, but didn't the Lord touch your body? If you know today that he's been good to you, if you know today he brought you from a mighty long way, if you know today that he kept you when you couldn't keep yourself, stand on your feet. Tell the Lord he's good. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, be not dismayed. Whatever betide, God will make a way somehow. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Do you know who he is? His name is Mighty Counselor. His name is King of Kings. His name is Bridge Over Troubled Water. He's my bread when I'm hungry, my clothes when I'm naked. He's my all in all. He's my joy when I'm sad. He's the lifter of my head. He's the hand that holds me when I'm on my way down. Is there anybody here who know who he is? He's a mighty counselor. Is there anybody here who knows who he is? He's the seed of David. He's the day spring. He's the bright and morning star. He's the cornerstone of the church. Do you know who he is? He's my everything. He's my everything. Ain't he all right? Do you know he's all right? Grab your neighbor by the hand. Say, neighbor, if you're not ready, walk with me, talk with me. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Ain't he good? Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Yes. I'm ready because I've seen something. I sensed something. Now I say something. Isaiah said, Lord, if you need me, send me. I'll go. And we got to be willing to go. Can't everybody go? Only those who have had an encounter with God. And if you're here this morning, why don't you come while the blood is running warm in your veins? Isaiah saw the Lord. Isaiah sensed the Lord. And then he spoke to the Lord that I'm ready to go. He didn't wait on anybody. He didn't let his work for God be dependent on who did and who didn't. But he knew he had work to do. As the invitation is extended, let us stand. I'm ready. Paul said, now I'm ready. The time of my departure is at hand. He said, I fought a good fight. And I kept the faith. When Jesus went through the Garden of Gethsemane, and after he prayed to the Lord, he said, God, now I'm ready. I have to go by myself. Oh, I go if I have to go by myself. If my mother, my father, my brother, or my sister don't go, I'll go if I have to go by myself. I pray if I have to pray by myself. If you're here this morning, why don't you come? I pray if I have to pray by myself. Oh, if my mother, my father, my sister, or my brother, I pray if I have to pray by myself. Oh, I'll go if I have to go by myself. Yes, I will. I'll go if I have to go by myself. Whoa, if my father, my mother, my sister, or my brother, I'll go if I have to go by myself. Sing it one more time. Come on. I'll go if I have to go by myself. Yeah, I'll go if I have to go by myself. Yeah, yeah, my father, my mother, my sister, or my brother.
You have been listening to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church broadcast with Reverend Roger L. Green, Sr., pastor. We invite you to come and experience the change at our church, located at 11th, 16th, and Day Street here in Alexandria. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you, we would like to hear from you by calling the church at 318-448-1604. That's 318-448-1604. We invite you to tune in again next week at this same time for the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Does anybody want the Lord to make him over? Just begin to celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah.
Fresh leaves survive.